And top story is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, tonight, organized labor and the minority are now firmly on a war path with government and the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT. Minister for Employment, Labor Relations and Pensions, Ignatius Bafwe, has told Parliament today that a pensions regulator has cleared SNIT to proceed with its controversial plan to sell four hotels to Agric Minister Brian Champon's Rock City Hotel. Now, it was just this week we heard from SNIT itself that it has put the transaction on hold. Listen to SNIT's Director General Kofi Bosanpem Osafo-Mafo addressing a news conference this week.
Consistent losses by almost all of our hotels. I know you are aware that Labadi does make a profit, but the returns are below par. They haven't paid us any dividends, with the exception of Labadi. Labadi Beach Resort only started paying dividends for the last 2 years. They haven't from inception. We've been called in to fund capital expenditure and maintenance expenditure and even SNIT contributions of the workers. In fact, a group of the hotels cannot even afford their auditors' fees. And so, accounts since 2018 haven't been audited. And if you put all of that together, what we have to do is to take action. And that's what we are seeking to do.
And that there is a SNIT Director General this week and making the point about why they had to take the decision. Barn also announced the decision to halt the process. It follows the MPRA's directive to SNIT to suspend the transaction while they examined the records. We now learn today from the Employment Minister, who was on the floor of Parliament answering questions, that the MPRA is now in the process to clear it and has reviewed it and has indeed gone ahead to clear SNIT to proceed to sell the hotels.
I'm getting behind SNIT's decision to divest 60% of its shares in its hotel investment portfolio aligns with the primary goal of the scheme. The primary goal of the scheme is to provide monthly pensions and related benefits to workers in Ghana, ensuring their retirement income security. SNIT's decision to divest is also supported by its funding and investment objectives. As a partially funded defined benefit scheme, SNIT aims to ensure adequate funds are available to pay member benefits in both the short term and long term. In terms of investment objectives, SNIT has statutory and fiduciary to invest the scheme's assets responsibly and prudently. This involves long term growth at a reasonable price and income generation. In pursuance of these objectives, SNIT has been implementing the following strategic measures: rebalancing the investment portfolio, increasing investment in fixed income, decreasing equity exposure, exiting or restructuring non-performing investments, improving performance of investee companies, enhancing corporate governance and setting corporate targets, improving the non-performing loan book, restructuring underlying investee companies, monetizing real estate projects, completing and monetizing ongoing real estate projects, including those in joint ventures, enhancing commercial property portfolio performance by improving the performance of commercial properties. Mr. Speaker, SNIT's decision to divest 60% of its stake in the hotels is not an isolated decision, but part of his broader strategy to improve investment performance.
And that is the Employment Minister on the floor of Parliament today explaining why SNIT took the decision to sell the 60% stake in the four top hotels. I want to take you to Parliament right now live. I want to bring in my parliamentary correspondent, Kweku Asante, who joins me on the phone. And Kweku, the Minister gave the assurance today that there is no debate now around whether or not MPRA is still considering the documents. Did he give an indication as to when SNIT can proceed to conclude this transaction?
Well, yes, Evans, it was just about a few weeks ago that we broke that news on Top Story. That news that NPRA had asked SNIT to put on hold this transaction, responding to follow-up questions from Jiloli Kwame Gapo, MP for Ketra, about this specific directive that came from the NPRA to SNIT. The minister said he could tell Parliament authoritatively, as the minister responsible for pensions, that the NPRA has not given SNIT all the clear. What he did not do, however, was to explain specifically what review NPRA undertook and what is informing this later decision. But the announcement he had for Parliament was that SNIT has been asked to go ahead, and it appears SNIT is continuing, as of the time he was responding, to conclude the transaction and sell off the 60% stake in those four hotels to Brian Atambon's Rock City Hotel.
Yes, it is true that NPRA came up with a directive, but I will appreciate if my brother, my colleague, really read the directive from NPRA. It said it needed to be furnished with all my information relating to the sale of the hotels, which SNIT has since done that. So it wasn't like a direct decision that SNIT should not go ahead to do anything, but then SNIT can only go ahead when NPRA, which is the regulator within the field, had actually certified that they had seen all the documentation and the processes and they think that they are good to go. So,
Honorable, please conclude your answer.
Yes, so, as a minister, I can tell you on authority that NPRA has since indicated that they have seen the processes and they think that SNIT can go ahead.
So SNIT can go ahead authoritatively from the minister. Were there reactions on the floor, Kweku?
Well, yes, MPs were shocked. In particular, you would see from the minority side that this was something that was coming to them as news. And some of them even telling me now that they intend to use the parliamentary process. Kutusa Blakwa, who has been leading this crusade, in whose name this question stood, was not in parliament today. We understand he's been traveling on some official duties. And so he would have done a lot of follow-ups on this to try and get some understanding. But that was not done. It was later on that the majority leader, Alexander Fredo Martin, was trying to get the speaker to get a minister to respond to whether or not SNIT itself has been selling off assets prior to the coming into the Ekufuor administration in 2017, that there were some back and forth as to whether or not he, in making those comments, had made comments that would be considered insulting to women, to which the deputy minority whip, Comfort Dorio Gansa, did respond that he saw that understanding was an insult to women and that even men that are on the floor could not even last for an all night. Really not really related to the specifics of the conversation, but those were some of the issues that came up right after the minister provided those answers.
Kweku, thank you very much. Thankfully, Kweku, we can speak to Samuel Okudzeta Blakwa himself, the MP for Nocturne. He filed this question and he joins us right now. Mr. Blakwa, thank you for your time here on Top Story. Apologies there for that interference in the background. Mr. Blakwa, can you hear me, please?
Yeah, good evening. I can hear you.
Great. So the minister there is very clear, did not mince words. I can tell you authoritatively that NPRA has given the all clear to SNIT to proceed to sell the stakes. Your reaction?
Minister is the Minister for Employment and Labour Relations is clearly underestimating the resolve of the Ghanaian people and is really toying with fire. On what basis are they going to proceed with this dubious transaction? I have published the 24th May 2024 transaction advisors memo to the board. It is damning. I do not see NPRA, if really they are not being coerced by the powers that be to continue with this insider dealing, this naked conflict of interest. I do not see how they can proceed after the transaction advisor. And remember that we paid good money, $500,000, $491,000 for the transaction advisor's work. The transaction advisor in the 24th May 2024 memo signed by Dr. Sam Mensa, Sam Capital states that the various options that have been made available to Brian Champo's Rock City was not made available to other bidders. For example, the agreement with Rock City that they can pay half of the $61.2 million and then spread the other half over a 24-month installment period. According to the transaction advisor, this goes against the procurement process and the objectives of SNIT. Other bidders were not told that they can also make installment payments. So clearly, you see insider dealing at play. Again, the transaction advisor reveals in this memo that there was no bank guarantee supporting the Rock City bid. If you read SNIT's own pre-qualification requirement, they made clear that all bidders should submit a bank guarantee. Rock City does not have that. Again, another damning finding by the transaction advisor is that Rock City did not show ability to pay, that Rock City's financials cannot support the payment plan that they have put forward. So on all fronts, even if you put aside the constitutional violations, the violations of Article 284, Article 78, Article 98, the conflict of interest, the transaction itself, Rock City should not have even met the pre-qualification criteria. They should have been disqualified right from the beginning. So on what basis is the MPRA? Look, clearly, the minister, the MPRA, they just want to continue with this insider dealing, this obnoxious deal, which shortchanges the Ghanaian people. And I can announce to you this evening that we have initiated talks with all our partners. We are going to launch nationwide demonstrations against this deal. And that will not be the only measure. It will also come with strike actions. We will also explore other avenues. Since they want to test our resistance levels, we are willing to take them on. But even you can be rest assured that you are going to see in the next few days a major announcement, and we are going to roll out nationwide protests and other constitutional means of resistance. We are saying that we are Ghanaian workers. These hotels belong to us, including the profitable ones. We are saying that they should not be sold. If SNIT has no ideas, no clues about how to keep these hotels running and functioning, they just have to resign. It's not by force. Nobody is being compelled to engage in public service. You can go do something else. To openly be telling us that you run out of ideas and you are not fit to run these state assets. Meanwhile, the very people who are telling us that they cannot run these state assets, they cannot bring those ideas to bear in cabinet and elsewhere, are willing to buy it, sell it to themselves, and suddenly when it becomes private property, it can be worthwhile, it can be profitable, they can run it, they suddenly will have ideas when it becomes private property. I mean, what do they take us for?
I mean, but Mr. Blackwa, considering that the regulator, the pensions regulator, has now reviewed the documentation around this transaction and has cleared it, it's cleared procurement, it cleared the MPRA now, what really is wrong with this transaction, considering that it's gone through all institutional checks?
If the MPRA has confidence in what they have done, they should publish their work. I challenge the MPRA to subject the review process to public scrutiny. They should tell us what they have reviewed and how, in the face of all of what we have put out, all the documentation on this, right from the legal infractions, the procurement breaches,
all the way to the latest report from the transaction advisor, whom we have paid good money, over 7 million Ghana cedis, MPRA should publish. I mean, look, this is a public transaction. You are acting in our name. Sovereignty resides in the people. We have the right to know. So the MPRA, look, the minister cannot just come to parliament and say, I can tell you authoritatively that MPRA has given the green light. What is the content of that green light? We want to know. The review that they did, the so-called checks, the fact that this transaction has met all the standards, they should publish it. Publish the report on the review that you have done and let all of us see it. And let's know if the MPRA has done something it can defend, it can justify, it can be proud of. They should publish their work. Why are they keeping their so-called green light in secret? No transparency, no publications, and they just want us to take the minister's word for it. What do they take us for?
This week, SNIT itself gave us a bit more clarity about what they've done in the attempt to save the hotels. And they tell us that they've spent at least 200 million cedis just in an attempt to save these hotels. And these are monies that they spent, pensions funds that they could have invested in something else, high yielding instruments that they spent rather to save the hotels. And that is why they can no longer continue pumping pension funds into this. And that's why they need to dispose of these hotels. You don't agree that that is a prudent course of action?
They should be ashamed. All those who have been running SNIT and running these hotels should be ashamed telling us this. You just throw money away. No due diligence. Is that what they are telling us? They didn't look at management. If you look at the case of Labadi Beach Hotel, which is a classic case, when management was changed over a decade ago, Labadi Beach Hotel began making profit and has been so profitable since. Very, very profitable. So we want to know what measures were put in place. Is it just about throwing money at problems when you could have engaged in other options to salvage the hotels in your portfolio that are not doing well? If other hotels can do well, some of them on the same street, see how close Labadi and La Palme are. If Labadi can do well, why is it that La Palme was not doing well? Are they not the same people who were engaged in wrong appointments, who will do all kinds of government programs and not pay, who deliberately run down these places? Look, let the books be open. Let us subject people's conduct to scrutiny. You can't just come and tell us that, look, we have been spending money, we are not getting the returns, so suddenly we want to sell it off to a colleague in government. I mean, what do you take us for? When all the processes about this deal, right from the constitutional provisions, they have all been violently violated, and now the transaction advisor is telling us that you have created a sweetheart deal, a set of rules for one person not available to other bidders. I mean, and you want us to think that you are engaged in a conduct of integrity, a conduct that we should support? We certainly would not. Why is it that other bidders were not given all these terms that Rock City can pay half, Rock City can pay over a 24-month period, they can go ahead without bank guarantee, they don't have any proof of funding, but they can go ahead? I mean, this is just a giveaway. They are just handing over our hotels to a colleague in government. The state capture that we have been condemning, that we have been fighting, that is what is at play.
You've indicated on the back of this announcement by the minister that SNIT has been giving the go-ahead now to proceed with the sale to Rock City. We're going to be seeing protests and strikes. What about Parliament itself? Are you using the parliamentary processes to also demand accountability on this matter?
Well, as you know, I file these urgent questions. All the work we do both within Parliament. Indeed, we start from Parliament and we continue
also outside parliament, because we must involve the people and involve all our partners in this matter. So we will continue to use the parliamentary tools. Certainly the minister will have to come back. I am going to be demanding that the minister is summoned, and he must come with the MPR, and they must come and justify, tell us what they have done, the review processes that they did, and how, in the face of the transaction advisor's damning verdict, how the MPRA can give SNIT a green light. We want to see what kind of work they have done.
Have you heard anything?
And if they themselves, the minister should not be removed from office, if he shouldn't face a vote of censure, if those at MPRA should not be sanctioned for taking us for a ride. We will want to know. Don't forget also that we'll continue to cooperate with Shraj.
Yes.
But as I have told you, we are going to have a series of national demonstrations. We're going to pour out on the streets, bigger than what we did earlier. And we are going to do everything in our power to resist this transaction.
Have you heard anything from Shraj?
Yes, definitely. We've been in touch. We've been exchanging documents. You do know that since my 17th May complaint was filed, I've intercepted additional documents which I have made available. So the investigations are very much alive, and we continue to cooperate with Shraj.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Samuel Kudeta-Blackwa, the MP for North Tongue. He filed that question on the floor of Parliament today. And if you're just joining us, that developing story around the sale of 60% stake in four top hotels by SNIT, the minister responsible for employment and pensions, he's been on the floor of Parliament today and has announced that the pensions regulator has cleared SNIT to proceed with the sale of the four top hotels to Agric Minister Brian Champon's company. I want to bring in right now Ibrahim Kumsi. He's the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour. And as you know, the organised labour, they've already declared their stance on this matter. And they were happy that the MPRA just a couple of weeks back asked SNIT to suspend the transaction. So what's your reaction to this? Mr. Kumsi, thanks for your time here on Top Story. You've heard the minister. The sale is on. SNIT can now close this deal. What happens now?
Yeah, I'm surprised the minister is now deeply involved in this things. But organized labor is meeting tomorrow. The leadership is meeting tomorrow. We are meeting tomorrow. But we have started the meeting already, not because of what happened in Parliament today. So we are meeting tomorrow to look at it. But you see, like the Honorable Abraham said, I have a copy of the report, the transaction advisors report. And their recommendation is that the proposer offers an installment plan with no confirmation of availability of funds. Payment is based on the cash flow of ICH with no credit enhancement from any bank. There is no indication of ability to pay. And if you read the recommendations, it's very clear that the Rock City King Hotel don't have, finally they said, they don't have the financial models. That's what the report is saying. The Brian Champon's hotel hasn't the financial models to purchase this 50% shares. You saw, I don't know why they are pushing this thing. How urgent is it? Because the hotel business is good. Hotel business is very good. Alisa Hotel, for instance, they have recently opened a branch in Kamehameha. They are doing very well. So why can't they employ competent, experienced people to manage these hotels for us? And as I said earlier, strategically, the location is fantastic. It's marvelous.
Well, I mean,
why are they telling me?
Well, these arguments have been made, and yet we had from the minister today on the floor of Parliament that the SNIT is going ahead to sell it. I want to bring in your colleague from the National Association of Graduate Teachers, President there, Nagrat, and Joe Kabonu joins us right now. Mr. Kabonu, so there you have it. It's fait accompli now. SNIT has been authorized to go ahead and sell the four top hotels, 60% shares in that, to Brian Champon's company. You lot met and decided that if this sale goes ahead, you will protest. There will be industrial unrest. Is that what we are going to see on the back of this? Or you've changed your mind to just let it go?
absolutely the position of Nagrat tomorrow. An organized labor meeting has been convened. And the position of Nagra tomorrow will be to suggest to the entirety of leadership that all organized labor unions in the country should lay down their tools. That is going to be the position of Nagra.
Why? Isn't that extreme, is it not?
No, at all. It looks as if one person, one hotel, it's more important to the government than the entirety of pension contributors in this country. Our position, our suggestion tomorrow at the meeting will be that organized labor will have to shut down and shut down completely.
And from what you understand of the unity among your front there, do you have a sense that your other colleagues will align with you on this call?
Well, that is, the meeting is being convened tomorrow at the TUC hall, and we are going to attend that meeting. The meeting will be soliciting views from the entirety of organized labor leadership. So Nagrat will come with his view, NAT will come with his view, Cluster will come with his view, and all that. And when we go, for us, any attempt by anybody to explain anything to us will work out. Our position will be emphatic that organized labor unions will have to go on strike. That will be the position of Nagrat tomorrow. And I am telling you ahead of the meeting. So when we get there, we will strongly push through our views. And when we do, we will see whether we will be able to convince our other colleagues. And if we do, we will call that we go on an indefinite strike.
Hey, Abraham Kumsen, is that your position too at the Ghana Federation of Labour?
Why not? We are together on this particular issue. So, I don't see why they should sell the hotels for us. If it is management, by the management team, why do you keep them there? What is this? I don't understand. Why are they rushing to sell this for us? Even, we are happy you are helping us, you know, deal with these issues. And we are very happy you are playing your role, because your contributions are also, you know, going to the fund. If you are not very careful, you will retire one day and there will be nothing for you to collect at the end of the year.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That there is Angel Carbone, who is the president of Nagrat, and you also heard Abraham Kumsen there ahead of tomorrow's all-important, crucial meeting of organized labor on this particular subject. And I want to take you live now to the Joy News studios right now, where my colleague Kojo Yangsing is anchoring our next national dialogues, the NCDs, the non-communicable disease, the silent epidemic. You really don't want to miss that. Stay with us. We have a panel that will be delving deeper into this. You may have seen our documentary on this particular issue. We will be joined by Dr. Jacqueline Thompson, who is a family physician, also at the regional hospital. We have Dr. Kwashi Buahene, who is a director, Health Systems Farm Access. We also have a senior lecturer at the University of Ghana, Professor Gordon Abeka Nkrumah. We also have Dr. Eric Nsia Boateng, who is head of M&E at the Ministry of Health, and Labra Musa, who is a national coordinator, NCD Alliance. I take you live now to the Joy News studio.